This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, here's the geopolitical through line of the week that I made a nod to earlier. President Obama addressed the United Nations General Assembly today, talking ISIS. He called it a network of death. And as you know, as part of the effort to dismantle that network, the United States turned to a trusted weapon this week, launching at least 47 Tomahawk cruise missiles at targets in Syria. That is, Kate Davidson reports, good news for a weapon on the budgetary chopping block.
By best estimates, the U.S. has about 4,000 Tomahawk missiles, or did until this week. Todd Harrison with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments says one way Tomahawks are launched is from ships.
It has wings that fold out and a jet engine that turns on, and it powers it like an airplane.
Raytheon makes the Tomahawks, which cost the military more than $1 million each.
We had been buying them at a rate of almost 200 per year.
But the Department of Defense wants to find a replacement and phase out purchases.
And in 2015, they're planning to cut that in half to only 100. And in 2016 and beyond, they had zeroed out that budget line, indicating they don't plan to buy any more Tomahawk cruise missiles.
Mackenzie Eaglin is a defense and military analyst at the American Enterprise Institute. She says some in Congress had already wanted to extend the Tomahawk program. She says this campaign against ISIS could convince more lawmakers that's necessary.
The caveat for ending the program next year by the Navy was always that there would be no unanticipated events that could drain current stockpiles of Tomahawks before a new missile is ready.
So all this could be good news for Raytheon, says Gordon Adams, a professor of international relations at American University.
For any contractor that is making a munition or building a piece of equipment that's being used in the campaign against ISIS, the campaign against ISIS is good news about the near-term future for that program.
And for the company behind it. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.